Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges of motherhood. I'm Laura Guckian, life coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guests. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession. A mumfession is any experience or feeling you are having as a mum, but you're too afraid to share. The stuff that makes you feel like you're alone or that you're doing this whole motherhood thing wrong. I want to first of all help you recognize you are not alone and you are not doing it wrong. But most importantly, give you the tools you need to navigate it. This is the emotional village that you need. To make sure you don't miss any other episodes of Mumfessions, please hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening. And if you would like extra tools, please go and visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Coming up this week, I literally felt physically sick. I can't even describe the feeling. And my first reaction to my husband, Brendan, was, I failed as a mother.
I needed to be more this, that and the other for my babies. And it's very silly because I know that I do more than enough.
Ask yourself, is that something I feel I should be doing, should be feeling, or is it something I genuinely need or want?
But my guilt is that I was really, really did not want to have her.
Imagine your little girl was talking and I said, describe mommy. What would she say about you? I bet she would describe you as the best mommy in the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Rescue Remedy, a brand that has been trusted for over 80 years. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during some of the more challenging days of motherhood, a must-have for any busy mum. Girls, we are back from Mumfession Season 2 and I am so excited. Like every episode of Mumfessions, I generally start with a little Mumfession of my own, maybe an experience I've had during the week, or just something that I feel is worth sharing with you. Because one thing I know for certain through my work with Mind Mommy Coaching is we all feel the same. Whatever we are experiencing or feeling, there is someone else feeling the same. So I always like to bring a little bit of my mumfession into it. So today I'm starting with one that's probably a little bit scary to talk about. I really did think long and hard about would I share this, because it probably puts me in a very vulnerable position, because all of the work I do with Mind Mommy Coaching is about helping mums feel better. But I think sometimes as a life coach, we are told don't ever share your personal experience, that we are supposed to somehow have it all together. And I think it's important for me to share this because yes, I help mothers every day. Yes, I'm a life coach, but that doesn't mean I'm exempt from experiencing challenges or feeling negative things in motherhood. The difference is I now have the tools to navigate them. So I'm going to share this mumfession with you, and I really, really hope it helps you feel seen and heard. So I know one of the biggest fears we have as mums is, well, I definitely have it. What if I wake up someday and I feel like I failed as a mother? We've all felt it. And we can't quite put our finger on what will happen to make us feel like that. We might have a list in our head, but for many of us, we haven't actually got that feeling yet. It's the fear of, what if I fail as a mother? So something happened to me recently, and it was with my eldest boy, who's 7.5. I'm not going to tell you what happened, because with my kids, I always try to protect their privacy. I'm just going to talk about how I felt. So it was a Thursday evening. My husband was away working and my phone rang and it was him. And he shared something with me on the phone that had happened with my little boy. So my little boy was in his bedroom. My babies were asleep. We were all fine. And I literally felt physically sick. I can't even describe the feeling. And my first reaction to my husband, Brendan, was, I failed as a mother. I was quite surprised that the words came out, because my inner critic is quite toned down. This is something I help mothers with every day. But yet I said it. I have failed as a mother. And a series of feelings happened. First of all, I felt this huge shame. Oh my God, nobody can know this. Nobody can know this happened. We are the worst parents in the world. Then I was hit with this massive guilt. Oh my God, Laura, You failed. You didn't spend enough time. You should have done this. You should have done that. Here are the shoulds again. The shoulds came up for me, which is very unusual for me. Then there was huge sadness of, oh my goodness, what impact will this have on him? How did we let this happen? We are the worst parents in the world. So I was saying this to my husband, we have failed, we have failed. And my husband, were quite different, was like, focusing on the solution, which is something I'm normally very good at. And again, I think it's interesting to talk about this, the difference between men and women. And I know that's a sweeping statement. As the mother, I had gone into, I have failed. As the father, he was like, well, this is what we're going to do. These are the steps we're going to follow. And he kind of pulled me out of it. So we got off the phone and I just felt horrible. I literally thought I was going to get sick. I went in, I gave my little boy a cuddle. I had a little chat with him. It was fine. The next day, I could feel this intense shame again. So I'm going to share with you what I did to get rid of that terrible feeling and to make myself recognize that I didn't fail as a mother. I didn't do anything wrong. There is no shame in what happened, and calm myself down to get rid of that feeling. The first thing I did was I told someone what happened. This sounds so basic, but again, I reached out to one of my friends who's also autistic. And I kind of told her what happened. And when I gave her a little bit of information about it, she came back and said, did he do this? And I said, yes. How did you know? And she said, autistic kids do that all the time. There's nothing bad about that, Laura. They do it. And here's why. So instantly by sharing, I was like, okay, this isn't as bad as I think. This is actually something that a lot of children do and a lot of autistic children do. So I calmed myself and that helped me recognize I didn't really fail as a mother, that this is just something that happens. But again, nobody talks about it. That reduced the shame. The second thing I did once I calmed down was, right, how can I now support him as a mum? What do I need to support him as a mum? And I broke it down in terms of I need information and I need support from other experts. So I spent the day doing that. I got the information I needed. I got the support. I got the resources. So that was step two. Step three then was actually supporting him. And that's what I did. And I know that might sound so simple. Oh, you just told somebody, Laura. Oh, you asked for help. But the reason that's so key is if I had let the shame take over, and by the way, there was nothing to feel ashamed about. And I really don't mind that he did this now, because another thing is, since I have started talking about this with other families, I met with the response of, oh my goodness, that happened to us. But wait till you hear, this happened to us in another way. Scenarios that were far worse than ours. And that in itself just sums up motherhood. We keep things, we feel shame, and there's no need. We haven't done anything wrong. So I really hope by me sharing that and showing my vulnerability of, I felt like that. I felt immense shame. I felt like I did it wrong. I felt like I'd failed, and how I turned it around. Because I promise you, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you are carrying shame about or feel like you're failing as a mother, I can promise you, you're not. There is nothing to be ashamed about. You are not failing. We have all probably experienced it, but we are just not talking about it. The other key takeaway from me sharing this mumfession is this. It is always best to take action. If you feel paralyzed by guilt or shame, you feel like you can't tell anyone, that little inner critic is telling you failed as a mother, that is when you need to take action. If that action is telling someone, if that action is reaching out for support, if that action is just getting a pen and paper and writing down what needs to happen for this to change or for you to support your child or to do something differently, always go into action. Because worrying about it and thinking about it is only going to elevate that shame and guilt. And when you start taking action, it takes the power away from the emotion. And you'll start doing. And when you start sharing, like me, you will realize, actually, what my little boy did is not shameful, that children do it all the time. And actually, I've since learned a lot of why it happened. And I don't want to even say why or what this is about. I know this is so cryptic because I want to, I suppose, respect his privacy. But actually, I have become a better parent as a result, because there was things happening that as a parent, I was not aware of. And it has opened my mind up. And I am now a better mother for that experience. So that is another key takeaway from it. Sometimes these things happen in order for us to elevate ourselves as mothers and to learn and to get a perspective on something that we didn't originally have. So stop thinking about it. Let that guilt and shame go. Take action and actually realize this could make you a better mum. Girls, I am so excited to finally share some big news with you. I have been working really, really hard behind the scenes to create something amazing for you. If you are feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, like you have no idea who you are anymore, if you are utterly fed up with trying to constantly juggle it all, if you want to stop feeling guilty for every move you make in motherhood, if you want to feel happier, calmer, and more in control, but are so stuck you don't know where to begin, then I have the best news for you. Introducing The Village by Mind Mommy Coaching, an online resource that will make you feel seen, heard, and supported 365 days a year. Imagine this. You've got the Mind Mommy Coaching Academy at your fingertips, which gives you the proven tools and strategies to be a happier mom, available to learn in your own time, at your own pace. And guess what? You can engage with a community of like-minded moms 24/7. As a Village member, you will also have access to a range of monthly exclusive online events and classes hosted by me and other experts, all designed to help you navigate the challenges of motherhood. And you also get monthly meetups with all the amazing moms you're going to meet in the Village. So in the absence of the Village, let this be your Village. I can't wait to welcome you and get you unstuck. To join the Village, please click the link in the podcast description or visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. So before we get into our first Mumfession of season two, I just want to let you know we're going to do things a little bit different this season. Last season, we had 3 Mumfessions per episode. This season, we are going to do 2. So not a big change. The reason being, I want to try talk a little bit more around each Mumfession. And I want to end each Mumfession with actions. So like we did in season 1, if you have a pen and paper ready, I want you to sit down and take actions, because that is what Mumfessions is about. Yes, I want you to hear the voices of other mums and hear and feel what they're experiencing. But if it's something you can relate to, I want you to be able to take action so that you can make it easier for yourself. We may also, for some Mumfessions, I may read them out as opposed to hearing the voice note. This is because I suppose there are some really amazing Mumfessions out there, but because of the nature of them, some women are too scared to share, which I understand. So for some of them, you may hear me reading them, and that's okay. It's still from a real mum. It's just she wasn't in a place to share her voice yet. So let's get right into it and let's share our first Mumfession.
Hi, Laura. My Mumfession, or mum shame maybe, is all about myself. I suppose it's more of a, at the end of the day when I'm sitting, I do think back to myself and say, I needed to be more this, that and the other for my babies. And it's very silly because I know that I do more than enough. And I do what I can and what I can manage, etc. But sometimes I'll just sit back and be like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do the other? And now I have listened to your other podcasts and took on different bits of advice. But there's always just still that little niggle at the end of the day where I think, I know it's tough and I know we do our best as we can. But I don't know what it is. It's just but when you come to the end of the day, it's just like, wow. Why didn't I do X, Y, and Z? I'm definitely taking out the shoulds and the shouldn'ts. Definitely have taken that out of my vocabulary and my mindset. But I don't know, it's a funny one. And you know in your heart of hearts that, you know, all your babies, they know they're loved. You know you love them. They know that you love them. But it's just when you sit down, and I don't know, maybe you come back and say, do you know what, that's just part of motherhood. But it's a funny one. It's just one that always kind of gets to me.
Okay. This is another really important Mumfession, and I know we kind of covered this on season 1, that whole feeling of not doing enough as a mother, that little inner critic that is constantly questioning, did you do that right? Could you have done more? The shoulds. But I think this is a really good one to share, because in this voice note, this mum is saying, you know, I've taken on a lot of the work and learnings from season 1. You know, I've gotten rid of some of the shoulds, but yet there's still this feeling at the end of the day. And while she's logically telling herself, yeah, well, you did do enough, you know, you did do it right, there's still that sense. And I hear this all the time with my clients. And that's why this takes time to change, because something can make sense to us logically, but changing that habit and that voice in our head and how we talk to ourselves takes a little bit more time. So again, this is all centered around our belief system around motherhood. Again, I spoke about this in season one of Momfessions, but our belief system around motherhood or whatever it is driven from a lot of factors. But particularly with motherhood, it's driven from a few key elements. It's our own experience as children and how our mother was with us, how we have seen other mothers through our childhood, through media. So movies, advertising, how a mother is portrayed. And the biggest and hardest one, I think, right now for us as mums is social media, how we see other mothers. So subconsciously, we are absorbing all of this. What a good mum should be. I hate the term good mum. There is no such thing as a good mum. But that is what we're absorbing. And it's incredibly damaging. I have the privilege of knowing it's all fake. I know that none of it is real. I know the good mum does not exist. And I know behind every shiny Instagram account that gives this perception of everything is amazing, it's not. Or they have the support of a village. So just bear that in mind for a moment. Your belief system around motherhood has been driven by so many factors. And the challenge is, as mums, we might not be fully aware of what our belief system is around motherhood. All we feel is that sense of, I didn't do enough, the shoulds, the shouldn't, could I be doing more? So this is what we are going to do, girls, to nip this in the bud once and for all, okay? So get your pens and paper out. This is the action we are taking from this. Wait for it. We are going to create your motherhood rule book, okay? This is your rule book. This is where you get to redefine the rules of motherhood for yourself. This is where you are going to ditch all the shoulds, all the pressures, all the expectations, so that you no longer question if you are doing enough or if you should or you shouldn't, okay? So here are the steps to building your motherhood rule book. Step one, write down all of your beliefs around what a good mom is. Again, I hate that word, but I want you to imagine, how does she look? How does she feel? How does she talk to her kids? What is her relationship with her partner? What kind of person is she? What does her home look like? I want you to get everything down on a page. Really think about that. This might be a two-page belief system. This could be two or three things. Really think about, what does she look like? How does she sound? How does she engage with her kids? How does she engage with her partner? Does she have a partner? Maybe she doesn't. How many friends does she have? What's her home like? Describe her. That's step one. Step two on your motherhood rule book is, I need you to look at every single one of them and ask yourself, is that fair? And is that realistic? Is that something any woman could do? Is it something I could do? Really challenge it, because what you're going to find is it's not realistic. It's not fair. Okay? If there are any of them that you feel are maybe fair or realistic, I want you to ask yourself, is that only fair or realistic because you're assuming there's support there? Maybe there's a village behind her. Maybe she has someone cleaning her home. Maybe she has full-time childcare. We don't know. So really look at that. So that's step two. Is it fair? Is it realistic? The third step is, for each one of them, ask yourself, is that something I feel I should be doing, should be feeling, or is it something I genuinely need or want? Here's the difference between should, need, and want. I go through this all the time with my clients. It will change everything for you. A should is an external pressure. If you hear yourself say, I should or I shouldn't, alarm bells. Every time I hear myself saying that word now, I catch it. What that means is, it's not something generally that you need or want. It's an external pressure. And that is generally the biggest driver of feelings of guilt, the shoulds, okay? Something that you need is essential. We need to eat. We need to drink water. We need to sleep, okay? It's something you need to survive. Something you want is not necessarily something you need, but you like it. So I'll give you an example here. I want a clean home, but it goes beyond want for me. It's something I need. For me, having a clean and tidy environment is something that is essential to me. I need it and I want it, okay? I need sleep. Sometimes I might not want to go to sleep because I want to stay up mindlessly flicking through social media, but I need it. What you need and want can sometimes be different. Sometimes what we need is not what we want. And that's really key. So I hope you have now developed your motherhood rule book. And I hope you can come back and look at that anytime you feel the shoulds, the guilt, or anything that is making you feel like you are doing this motherhood thing wrong. You are not doing it wrong. You are doing exactly what you need and want. And remember, if there were another way to do it, you'd be doing it. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. As a busy mom of three, on the days I need a little extra support, I always reach for Rescue Remedy. Trusted for over 80 years, the formula is the same today as when it was developed more than 80 years ago, with the unique combination of 5 batch original flower essences. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during the days when your reserves might be running low. And if, like me, you sometimes find it hard to get a full night of sleep, I like to reach for the Rescue Night Range, which contains white chestnut to help switch off from a racing mind and allow for more restful sleep. And Rescue Night is free from sedatives with no side effects or grogginess the next morning. Rescue Remedy is available from health stores and pharmacies nationwide and also in Supervalu and Tesco. As we're now halfway through this week's episode, if you think you would like to share your mumfession with me and get a little bit of support with it, please feel free to email it to mindmommycoaching@gmail.com or come and say hi on my Instagram page at mindmommycoaching.
Hi, my confession is that I have a daughter now, which is lovely. She'll be 2 in April. I have 2 older boys, but when I became pregnant with her, my heart sank. I didn't know it was with a girl, and to be honest, it didn't matter whether it was a girl or a boy. Although I had 2 boys, everyone was saying it'd be lovely if it was a girl. To me, that didn't make any difference. All I could think about was the stress. I have a 14-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I suppose coming out of COVID and everything else, I was just seeing a light in the tunnel. I have no support. My mother isn't around. I have no family around. My partner's family are not... my partner's family are not available. I'm not really willing to do too much, which is fair enough. But my guilt is that I was really, really, really did not want to have her, and had to. And I was a good few months coming to terms with it, the pregnancy. Now that sounds selfish, because many is the person would love to become pregnant. But since having her, she has had nothing but sickness. She possibly has autism, and I just blame myself. I think this is karma for the way I didn't want her in the first place, and I really believe that.
Okay, this, again, is a really important one, and I'm sure many of us listening to that will feel a range of emotions, and I just want to really say well done to this mother for her honesty, because this is one of the most unspoken parts about motherhood, that when we become pregnant, we can feel different emotions. And I can personally relate to it, which I'll talk about in a moment, but there is no right or wrong way to feel when you find out you're pregnant. Again, talking about our belief system around motherhood, all we have seen is that image of congratulations, celebration, this is amazing. That's all we've ever heard about. When you become pregnant, this is how you feel. And there doesn't seem to be space for any feeling that isn't celebration. And I'm just going to start by saying, I absolutely 100% know that there might be women listening to this who are struggling with fertility, who can't get pregnant, who are having multiple miscarriages, who have experienced maybe baby loss. And I absolutely understand that maybe listening to this will bring up other emotions. So please feel free to maybe step out of this one if you're feeling any emotions now that are not making you feel good. But equally, I feel like we need to talk about this, because this is real. Many women experience a mix of emotions when they become pregnant. And let's talk about it. I can relate to this on a personal level. I haven't really spoken about this before. When I found out I was pregnant with Anna, so my little baby girl who is now 2.5, I had lots of emotions. Alex was 8 months old and Anna was a massive surprise. Okay, yeah, surprise pregnancies happen even as a grown woman. And again, we need to say that because there's lots of judgment around that. Well, how could it happen? It happens, girls. It happens. So I, at the time, had, I think Leo was 4, Alex was 8 months old, and I thought I was done with my family. And I was feeling really unwell, to the fact that my husband and I were joking, going, God, if I didn't know any better, I'd say I was pregnant. Ha ha ha. I was pregnant. And it took me a long time to overcome these emotions because I absolutely adore my little girl now. I always wanted a little girl. Like, I would never give her back for the world. But I'm going to be really honest here. For a few days, I was in a state of shock. I was like, I can't do this. I can't have another baby. And remember, I had a really hard experience when I had my first baby. So as someone who struggled with her mental health when she became a mum, that's always been a fear of mine. What if that happens again? I can't do that again. I had just got my 8-month-old sleeping through the night. I was like, I can't go back there. I can't do this again. I'm terrified. What has happened? This is not a good thing. And I'm being really brave and vulnerable sharing that because I have zero guilt about that now. I don't judge myself. And I know from talking to other women, many of them have felt like that as well. So over time, and as I went through the pregnancy, that feeling went. But if I'm being honest, even during the postpartum period with Anna, I was still like, oh my God, how am I back here? How am I back here again? And I just want to say, I love my Anna. I adore her. She is the most magic little person in the world. But it's also okay to have those feelings. And here's why. Because it's okay to be afraid. And the reason I'm saying that is, looking back now, it's not that I didn't want Anna. I was just terrified because the village is gone, girls. Okay? We don't have people to take our children at night. I didn't want to go back to that sleep deprived state. So it was fear. It was the fear of I can't do this. So if we link it back to this brave mum, that's all I'm hearing from this voice note. I was scared. I don't have the support I need. I was way past the baby stage. I was scared. So that is the first thing. If you can relate to any of this, I want you to reframe it. It's not that you didn't want your baby. You were scared. Why were you scared? Because the support you deserve as a mother does not exist. The village is gone. It is a real and valid feeling. And there is nothing to feel guilty about. The second thing I heard in this voice note was complete love for her little girl. Like, love. And I love the way she said there, I got my girl. And again, I spoke about this on previous episodes, how it's okay to kind of go, oh, I wish I had a little girl. It's okay to say that. And that's what I heard from there. You got your girl. I also hear from that voice note that it's been hard since you had your little girl. She's been sick. There's nothing you did to cause this. Particularly, you said, I think she might be autistic. Did I cause this? No, you didn't. And by the way, you were maybe early on in your journey. Your daughter may or may not be autistic. But just to say, when I found out that my little boy was autistic, I cried. It was the worst thing ever, right? Then I learned about autism. I realized that nothing about autism is what we think it is. There is such a lack of awareness. When my second boy was identified as being autistic, I celebrated. When I found out I was autistic, I celebrated. Why? Because I learned about it. And I realized, yes, there's absolutely challenging parts to be an autistic. And it's important for me to say that because autism is a massive spectrum. And there are some people who are autistic and have huge challenges. And there are also people like me who are autistic, who has lived a relatively okay life. Now, someone might disagree and go, did you though, Laura? You went to a psychiatric hospital when you became a mom. I definitely had my challenges. But my point is, you don't know if she's autistic yet. And if she is, you'll navigate it and she'll still be your wonderful daughter. But you did not cause her to be autistic. You did not cause her to be sick. You having a real and valid response to being afraid in response to not having the support you need did not cause this. You are not a bad mum. You are having a real and valid response. Let that guilt go. Let it go. You are not doing anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You were just having a reaction to finding out you were pregnant that women don't talk about, but many women experience. So that's the first thing. Your feelings were real and valid. The second thing I want you to consider is, imagine your little girl was talking, because I'm not sure if she's talking yet. And I said, describe mommy. What would she say about you? I bet she would describe you as the best mommy in the world. I know she loves you. I know she does not feel any of these things that you were feeling about yourself, because I can tell you now, you are the best mom you can be to her. So that's the second thing. And the third and final thing is, consider this. What would it take for you to let all those feelings of guilt go, to turn off that inner critic and reframe it to, I didn't do anything wrong. It's not that I didn't want her. I was just scared because the support I need is not there. Think about that, because I want you to let this go, because you are an amazing mother. You have not caused your little girl to be sick, and you did not do anything wrong. Before we finish up this episode, I want to take a little second to recap on some of the main things I'm taking away from today's episode. The first big thing is the motherhood rule book. I really hope you get an opportunity to go through that exercise so that you can ditch all of the shoulds of motherhood, stop feeling guilty, stop telling yourself you're not doing it right, because girls, we just don't have the time or energy. There's no room for the shoulds. So that's the first really, really key thing. The second thing is that whatever you're feeling as a mum, whether that's really happy, whether that's angry, whether that's really like hard feelings, that you recognize it's real and valid and that you can't control how you feel. And also, just because you're not seeing other women feeling it doesn't mean they're not feeling it. And recognizing that you're never, ever alone in what you're doing. And I hope that this episode gave you the tools that if you are struggling with any of those feelings or feelings of regret, that you now have the tools you need to let that regret go, let that guilt go, and recognize you're only human. And most of the time, our feelings as mums are driven by fear. Fear of doing it wrong. Fear of, as I spoke at the very start, fear of failing as a mum, which I don't actually think is possible. So recognize a lot of this is driven by fear. Fear is a very normal thing to feel, but it doesn't mean it's real. It's just a thought. You're only human and you are doing the very best you can. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found today's episode helpful. Please hit the subscribe or follow button. But most importantly, please share with your friends. Because if you related to any of the topics on today's episode, I promise you they will relate too. You can also leave me a review and a rating wherever you're listening. I'd really appreciate it. If you would like to avail of some additional resources, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, it's not selfish to mind mommy. It's essential. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. Mumfessions is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast production manager was Charlotte Mason. The podcast producer was Saffron Mirza. And the podcast production assistant was Abby Sandler. This podcast was recorded in Take 9 Studios in Cork.